the town had a chance to be on TV, and maybe that's not going to happen. What are we looking at?
Well, we were approached by a production company that does a show. It's the show's called Today in America, and they do little short segments about different communities, and they have different focus areas. One of them that they've done is economic development. Others, this one would have been more on a, you know, kind of hidden gems, small towns, great places to live, and that aren't necessarily, you know, big metro areas. And so they asked us if we wanted to participate, but it would cost a fee of $19,800 to participate. So with that, we would own the video once they were done, and we would also get 20 different spots on mostly regional television, but one national broadcast.
And it sounds like the council decided not to go with that. What was the decision based on?
Well, you know, the production company really pushed me on a timeline. They couldn't wait until I could go to the Tourism Commission and to some other groups to possibly apply for some money. And so I put it on the agenda, and the council just wasn't comfortable with the possibility of us having to come up with all of the money, all the full $20,000 out of general funds or something like that. So that was probably the biggest point. There's also a couple of local, one person who's here local who does some type videos of this type, and then there's a guy with local ties who is in Nashville that does a lot of video type things, and he had made a proposal in the past, but it was slightly different, and so all of that kind of muddied the water.
What type of timeline were they looking at? When were they wanting to come and do this?
Well, they wanted to be able to come in the fall, and they say it takes about a 60-day lead time to get the script all done and everything, so they would know what they needed to shoot when they were here.
Okay, I see. So you guys, it wasn't a case where you could put them off and say, hey, can I go to this, can I go to that? It was they needed that answer pretty much now.
Right, that's what they were telling me. I put in a request for them, you know, if I can scrounge up some money other places, can we still get back in? And haven't heard a response back yet.
Okay, so you've tossed that out there. If all of a sudden the next time the Tourism Commission meets and they say, yeah, this would be a good use of, say, $10,000, mm-hmm. You just haven't heard if they would be willing to put you guys back into the rotation?
Right.
Trying to think, anything else? Yeah, I saw that, and it sounded like an interesting thing to... But the cost was a little unexpected too.
I can see that. But I mean, basically, you could either see it two ways. One, it's $1,000 per spot, and it's a 5-minute segment, or $20,000 for the production of a video, and it's a network quality video. So I spoke with the city of Fayetteville, Arkansas. They had one of these done, and they've been really pleased with the exposure that it's given them.
So it's a case you're going to still keep looking to see if you can find the money and then just see if you can kind of fit in.
Yeah, I think there was enough kind of interest on the council. I know the mayor really liked this idea, so we're going to kind of see what other avenues we can work.
The only other thing from last night on the agenda was the capital improvement plan. I know a lot of the documents were in the packet you sent. What happened with that? Where is that at?
The council adopted the capital improvement plan as we had last presented it. And so basically the current year budget has all of the items that were in that capital improvement plan in it. And then the other years are just planning, you know, help us. You know, what should we be looking for in these years?
In terms of, so it's basically, is everything in there for year one? I mean, it, you don't have to go back into the current budget and tweak to add some of these things?
No, everything that's in year one of the capital, the five-year plan, is in our current year budget that we just started in July 1st.
Okay, so it's just ready. Now that it's gotten council blessing, then you guys can just kind of proceed as you were probably looking to anyway.
Right.
What's the significance of putting together a five-year plan?
Well, it just gives us an idea, you know, about our revenues. Are our revenues really meeting our needs? Are there some things that we need to, that we could try to do? It also just makes us, you know, think about what are our needs? What do we really need to be working on?
The only other thing that I was going to follow up on was, and I think the meeting was the other night, comprehensive plan you guys are doing. Uh-huh. Is it an update? How extensive an update are you guys looking at?
Well, it's really going to be a full rewrite. The plan's about over 11 years old, and there are a lot of things that have changed since then, so it's going to be a full rewrite.
I know there was a big public meeting the other night. Will there be other public opportunities to weigh in as this process goes on?
Yes, there will be. We'll have a series of meetings. The consultants will be in basically on a monthly basis, and we'll have the next big public meeting, I think, is we're planning for August. I don't have the dates yet, but we're looking at August.
Okay, and so when do they hope to get I guess even a draft or even a final copy in front of the council?
When we interviewed them, it was a 10-month process, and so that would put us, I think we started in May. We started in May, so that would put us early next year when we're finishing up.
How can this be adapted, or can... You guys have been doing a lot of planning. You've had street planning and annexation planning and goal planning. Can these all be intertwined into the comprehensive plan?
Yes. They've already taken all those documents that we've done in the past, and they're using them as input as they start work on the comprehensive plan.